当中有多少人喜欢看《指环王》这部电影？
I don't know how many of you have read or seen The Lord of the Rings.
指环王有三部曲，对不对？第一部是护戒使者，是吧？护戒使团。第二部是双塔奇兵，第三部是王者归来。
And it is a series of books that is written in a trilogy: The Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and The Return of the King.
现在他有这个同一个导演又准备再拍《霍比特人》的三部曲，现在已经有两部出来了。
And they're also making the prequel trilogy series out of The Hobbit.
陈牧师也安排了我三次讲道的机会。
And so, in a similar manner, I've been granted three opportunities to preach before you.
所以我也要就是讲一个三部曲，就是与基督联合的三部曲。
And so I would like to use this opportunity to preach on the trilogy of the unification with Christ.
第一步就是与基督联合，因信称义。我们上次已经讲过了。
First is what I preached last time, that union with Christ leads to salvation, leads to justification by faith.
第二步是与基督联合，成圣。
And then second is sanctification.
第三步是与基督联合，苦难和荣耀。
And the third is glory even in suffering.
所以我们现在在我们现在在第二步，就是与基督联合和成圣之间的关系。
And so today let's look at union in Christ that leads to sanctification.
那么成圣是什么呢？
What is sanctification?
成圣就是说，在我们成为基督徒的那一个时刻，一直到我们再见主的那个时刻，这中间的一个过程。
Sanctification is the process in which, from the moment we became believers until we see His face.
那么在这个过程当中，我们不断的要与罪征战，我们不断的要回到主的面前悔改。
And it is a never-ending battle against sin in which we must continually come before God for forgiveness.
我们不断的要有好的行为，要结出好的果子。
That we must produce good fruits that lead to good works.
那么这个。我们上次讲的因信称义，称义和成圣之间是什么关系呢？
And so last time we talked about justification by faith. So what's the relationship between justification and sanctification?
很久之前，在我还读大学的时候，我有一个朋友。
When I was in college, I had a friend.
在我刚刚信主的时候，然后我向他传福音，然后他给我一起做了接受祷告。
When I first became a believer, I preached the gospel to him, and he seemed to be pretty receptive of the idea, so he also prayed to receive Christ.
但是后来他又不信了，那我想可能就是因为我没有替他好好的祷告，也没有去做这样的一个根基的工作。
And later he fell away, and I felt very bad about it, because maybe I didn't pray for him enough, or maybe I didn't follow up with him enough.
那他不信了之后，他就经常来到我面前，然后问一些很古怪的问题。
And so because he had fallen away from the faith, he asked me a lot of very strange questions.
有一次他就问我，他说你们的上帝是不公平的。
And so one day he came to me with an outright accusation saying, your God is really unfair.
我就问他为什么你这么说。
And so I asked him back, well, why would you say so?
他说你们基督教教导就是说，如果你相信耶稣基督，那你就可以得救，可以进天堂。
He says, well, because you guys preach that as long as you believe in Jesus, you can go to heaven.
那不管他犯了多少的罪，不管他做了多少的坏事，那只要他相信耶稣基督，他就可以进天堂。
No matter what sort of things, horrible things he's done, as long as he's a believer, he gets to go to heaven.
他说这，你看这个是多么不公平的事情。
And that is a profoundly unfair thing.
我相信今天我们的我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我们周围也会有这样的不幸的朋友或者亲戚向我们问这样的问题。
And I'm sure that is a question that we face from the unbelievers all around us.
有的时候我们自己也在疑惑，圣经上告诉我们说，我们因信称义了，我们一次得救永远得救。
And this might be a question we ourselves struggle with, since you know, as believers, we're saved once and for all, right?
那是不是说我既然我已经得救了，我可以进天堂了，我就可以去做很多的坏事，我就可以去犯罪了
？So that means my, you know, I've punched my ticket to heaven. I can do whatever the heck I want now.
因为我已经进天堂了，我已经拿到这个天堂的门票了，对不对？
Because I'm guaranteed to go in, right?
那么这信心和这个好新闻之间到底是什么样的一个关系？
What's the relationship between faith and good works?
所以我们今天就要看这个，我们今天就要通过与基督联合来看我们的称义和成圣之间的关系。
So today that's what we're going to look at, the relationship between our justification and our sanctification.
那么在希伯来书的十章十一节到十八节，如果你有圣经，我鼓励你翻到这一段。
And so we had just read from the pulpit, Hebrews chapter 10 verses 11 through 18. I encourage you to leave your Bibles open to there because I will be referring to it as I preach.
我们中间有很多新的学生过来，如果坐在旁边的弟兄姐妹可以帮助学生，翻译一下。
And if you're here for the first time, that's all right. Ask someone sitting next to you to give you a hand in finding the relevant verses.
在这段经文当中，十一节讲到旧约的祭司，十二节讲到基督的献祭。
And so in these verses, it talks about it compares and contrasts the Old Testament system and the New Testament system.
那么旧约的献祭和基督的献祭是个对比，目的是为了突出基督献祭的重要性。
And so this comparison is made.To highlight how important Christ's sacrifice was.
第十四节是对十一节到十三节的一个总结。
And then verse 14 sums up the previous verses.
十四节说，就基督的一次献祭，一次献祭，然后就完全了我们，就已经完全了我们这些正在成圣过程当中的人。
That because of Christ's single sacrifice, that we have been made complete or perfect.In his sight.
那么十五节到十八节是作者引用旧约来支持在十四节中的观点。
And then again, and then to emphasize the truth of this, the author then quotes from the Old Testament as a supporting statement.
我们在中学的时候，我们的语文老师教我们写议论文的时候，他会告诉我们说，你们的一篇文章里面要有一个论点，然后要有很多论据。
And so, you know, this is like writing any kind of paper where you have a main point and then you have several supporting points.
所以的十四节就是那个论点，然后十五节到十八节是论据。
And so, the main point here is in verse 14, and then verses 15 through 18 are the references that support this conclusion.
所以十四节讲到就是耶稣基督的一次献祭。让我们正在这个处在成圣过程当中的人得以完全，就已经完全了我们。
That it is showing that those of us who have been, we can stand before God as perfect people because of the work of Christ's sacrifice.
如果我们看这句话的话，我们就会发现这句话当中似乎有一个矛盾。
But there's a seeming contradiction in these words.
因为这句话当中说，一方面说耶稣基督已经完全了我们，一方面又说我们正在成圣过程当中。
Because it says that on one hand, Jesus has already done the work to perfect us, and yet we are still in that process of sanctification.
这就好像今天我碰到白玉，我对白玉说：“你的 PhD 读完了吗？”
And so it's like if I ran into you know somebody who's in college right now and I asked him, you know, are you done with your degree yet?
白玉在这里吗
？I don't know if the person I name checked is here、
okay.
today.
那白玉就回答我说我已经读完了，然后他又跟我说我正在读。
And so he tells me, well, I'm done, but I'm still in the process of finishing off a few courses.
所以我就很疑惑，你到底是读完了还是正在读
？And so that would be a very confusing answer to get. So I would want clarification. So are you done or not?
所以在这里也是类似的，我们似乎看到一个矛盾，但其实是不矛盾的。
That is a seeming contradiction, but if we look closely, then it's actually not.
我们之后会再回到这个问题上面。我们现在要看这里的一个词，就是完全。完全是什么意思
？And so, what does being perfect mean in this context?
如果我们要知道这个完全的意思的话，我们就可以从十五到十八节的论据当中来找到一些线索。
We can find some hints in the quotation in verses 15 to 18.
那十五节到十八节，其实上是引用旧约耶利米书三十一章的三十三节和三十四节。
This is a quotation from Jeremiah.
31, 31 33 34
These verses talk about God writing His law into our hearts.
17节到18节写到，就是说， 他要赦免我们的罪，我们的罪愆，我们的过犯，他不再纪念。
That He will no longer remember our sins.
所以我们上次讲到，就是17节、18节，其实上在讲我们因信称义的事情。
Last time we discussed how verses 17 to 18 talks about our justification by faith.
就我们的罪被上帝赦免，然后我们被上帝看为义。
That we have already been forgiven by God, we are already justified in God's sight.
但十六节写到，我把它，上帝说，我要把律法写在你们的心里面。
And then God says, I will write my law into your hearts.
这个其实就是在讲我们成圣的过程。
That is the process of becoming sanctified.
所以我们在这里看到十五节、十四节里面的完全，其实包括两个方面的含义，一个方面是称义，另外一个方面是成圣。And
so in these verses, we see both the idea of justification and the idea of sanctification.
也就是说，耶稣基督的一次献祭，它带给我们的功效有两个方面：它使我们称义，然后又使我们成圣。And
so the blood of Jesus Christ has a double effect on us, that one, it makes us justified in the sight of the law, and second, it makes us holy.
我们很容易理解，就是说，为什么耶稣基督的献祭可以使我们称义，因为我们上次讲过，就是他在十字架上为我们而死，所以他付出了这个罪的代价，所以我们可以称义。
Justification is a little easier to understand because, okay, yeah, you know, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so he paid our debts.
但是耶稣基督的献祭为什么可以使我们成圣呢？
But on the other hand, how does that sacrifice also make us holy?
我们如果要理解这一点的话，我们必须回到创世纪的第二章，亚当与神与亚当所立的亚当之约。
We have to go all the way back to Genesis 2, the very first covenant Adam made with, or God made with Adam.
在创世纪的第二章，神造了亚当之后，神对亚当说。 园中所伊甸园中所有树上的果子你都可以吃，只是这个分别善恶树上的果子你不能吃。So
after God had created Adam, he said, "Of all the fruits in this, of all the trees in the garden, you may eat, except for one, the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil."
因为你吃的日子必定死。The
day you eat it, you will die.
其实上这是上帝与亚当之间立了一个约。So
this is a covenant between God and Adam.
我们今天在我们的生活当中，我们有很多与这个约类似的一些处境。比方说，我们在两个公司签的合同。And
so we in our world we tend to run on contracts, you know, between two equal parties.
我在诺基亚工作的时候，然后我们与我们的客户中国移动或中国电信，或者是 AT&T 和 T-Mobile， 我们会签一些合同。And
you know, back when I worked with Nokia, we made phones, and so we contracted with the service providers.
那么在这合同上说，就是说，如果我们在哪一天我们可以把这个产品递交出去，然后那么我们的客户就要配我们多少钱。And
so the terms of the agreement usually went like this, that if we could deliver the product on the date that we agreed upon, then the client would have to pay us.
但是如果我们迟交一天的话，我们就要被罚多少钱。
And if we're late, then we have to pay a certain penalty.
所以我们在这里看到，在一个合同当中，它有这个合同的，就是说我们说它的是处罚，也有这个合同的奖赏。And
so in this contract, we see both punishment and reward.
在神与亚当所立的约当中，也是这样。And
it is in the covenant between God and man works very much the same way.
那么在这个约中。 这个约的惩罚，这个约的惩罚，这个约的咒诅，就是说，如果亚当不听神的话，如果亚当吃了这个善恶树的果子，他就要死。
And so the punishment, the curse of this covenant was that if Adam disobeyed God and ate of the forbidden fruit, then he would die.
那么这个约的惩罚就代表着这个约有一个奖赏。如果亚当听了神的话，如果亚当没有吃这个善恶树的果子，那么他就要得到神的奖赏。
And so implied in that is that if Adam would obey God, if Adam would do the things that God required of him, then there would be a reward.
那么这个约的奖赏是什么呢？
So what was the reward of this covenant?
这个约的奖赏就是如果亚当听了神的话，亚当要进入到一个更加完美的地步。
That if Adam had obeyed God, then he would have entered into a state of even greater perfection.
亚当在犯罪前，他已经处于一个完美的地步。他是义的，他没有罪。
Now Adam, when he was created good. He was wholly righteous, and he had no sin in him.
但是如果他听了神的话，他会进入到一个更加完美的一个地步。在这个境界当中，他是一个。他是一个完全，他是完全的义的，他不会犯罪，他有永生，和神永远住在一起。
But if he were to obey God, then he would have reached a state of even greater perfection, in which he would dwell eternally with God.
但是我们知道，就是亚当没有追求这个约，亚当吃了这个善恶树的果子。
But we know that Adam did not obey the covenant. He ate of the fruit.
很多人就会疑惑，为什么神要在这个伊甸园里面放这么一棵果树呢？神为什么要试炼亚当呢
？And so many people will ask, well, why would God bother with putting a fruit there? Why would He have to test him?
因为神向人索要的就是说，是人对他一个完全信任的这么一个关系。就亚当完全信任神的话。
Because He wanted man to fully trust in God's word.
但是我们看到，当亚当他不信任神的话的时候，当他吃这个善恶果树的果子的时候，其实上他已经不信任神了，他和神的关系就破坏了。
In eating of the fruit, Adam not only disobeyed God, but he showed that he did not trust God to be true to His word, and so he fell.
所以罪带来的这个亚当犯了罪，罪带来的后果就是死。
And so the sin, because of sin, death came into this world.
圣经里面的死不同于我们平常所讲的死，我们平常讲的死是一个肉体的死亡。
Now the death talked about in the Bible is not just physical death.
但是圣经上的死，它不仅是肉体的死亡，也包括灵性上的死亡。灵性上的死亡就是与神完全的隔绝。
But in the Bible, death is also a spiritual death, a complete alienation from God.
所以当亚当吃了这个果树的时候，当亚当不听神的话的时候，他就进入了一个死亡的过程。
And so when Adam ate of the fruit, he entered into a state of death.
这就好像我们今天从一棵树上掰下一个枝子，那么这个枝子它里面有它的营养，所以它可以活上几天。
So you know, it's like if you cut a branch off a tree, the branch itself it might be able to sustain itself for a couple of days.Because of its inherent nutrients.
但是它终究是要死的，它终究是要枯干的。
But eventually it'll dry up.
我们人也是一样，我们强壮的可以活到80岁、90岁，或者到100岁，但是终有一天我们是要死的。
And so, in the same way, human beings, you know, we can live a pretty long life, even up to the hundreds if we're really lucky. But sooner or later, everybody dies.
当我们肉体死了之后，我们要进入到一个更加可怕的一个境界，就是我们的灵魂的死。那灵魂的死就是与神永远的隔绝。
And after our bodies die, then our spirits would enter an even worse state of eternal separation from God.
因为神是这个生命之源，神是那个真善美的源头。
Because God is the source of life as well as the source of all good, all beauty.
因为我们如果从被与神隔绝的话，我们的生命就离开了那个生命之源。
And because we're separated from God, then we have cut ourselves off from the source of all life.
亚当的罪带来了两个后果。第一个后果就是说，所有的人都被，所有从亚当肉身所出的他的后裔都被算为罪人。
And so the consequences of sin is that all those who were descended from Adam have been polluted by sin.
罗马书的第五章说，然后罪从一人入了世界，所以死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And as sin came into the world by one man, as Romans 5 tells us, so then death came into the world through this one man.
所以我们每个人都是罪人，因为我们都是亚当的后裔，我们在神的眼中都是罪人，都是污秽的。
We are all sinners in the sight of God, for we have all been born in Adam.
神是完全圣洁的。
And God is holy, completely holy.
我们污秽的人，我们没有办法再回到那个圣洁的神面前。
And as sinners, we can no longer return before and stand before God.
很多时候我们问，为什么亚当犯了罪，那我要跟着他受罚呢？
And so we might think, what does Adam have to do with me? Why do I have to be punished for his sin?
这就是一个代表性的原则。就像今天奥巴马是美国的总统，如果奥巴马到中国或者是到德国和中国签署一个协议，它代表的不仅仅是奥巴马他自己，而是代表整个美国人。
For this is it's a representative sort of relationship, just as you know should. President Obama, as the President of the United States, when he goes and he signs, he goes and he signs any sort of agreement or accord with any foreign power, he does so representing the entire nation, and not just himself.
所以在第二次世界大战的时候，希特勒发动了第二次世界大战，他杀了很多的犹太人，但是他不仅代表他希特勒一个人，而是代表整个德国人都犯了这样的罪。
And so, in the same manner.That anyone under Hitler was equally guilty of the atrocities that Hitler committed for if they followed his orders.
So, 这就是为什么在二战之后，德国的总理要在犹太人的纪念碑面前下跪，他代表德国来，整个德国来向犹太人道歉。
And so, that is why the new chancellor of Germany, he himself begged forgiveness.For all the people of Germany.
所以这是罪的第一个后果，就是我们所有人从亚当所出的所有的人都被算为罪人。
That, and so because of Adam, then all have sinned.
那么罪的第二个后果就是说，我们内在的本质上已经被玷污了，就我们从本性上我们就倾向于去做坏事，从本性上我们就倾向于去犯罪。
And second, because of the pollution of sin, our nature has been corrupted in that we seek after sinful things.
我们中国的教导是与这个相反的。我们中国说，人之初性本善，啊，性相近，习相远，苟不教，性乃迁。
And that what the Chinese teaches is that people are born inherently good, and that you know so long as he's around people that are also good, then he'll grow up to be a good person. It's only if he's around bad influences that he needs to be taught the difference between right or wrong.
所以中国人认为我们生下来是好的，只是后来因为环境的缘故，所以我们学坏了。
That you know, it's only because of the bad influences around us that we become bad.
但是圣经给我们看到，从亚当犯了罪之后，人的本质就被玷污了。
That no, in fact the truth is that we ourselves are the bad environment because we have been polluted.
前几天我和李长老聊天的时候，李长老给我讲了一个小故事。
A couple of days ago, I was talking with our elder Hong Jun, and he told me this story.
他说有一个小孙子，一个小孩子，他在吃糖，他嘴巴里面含了一块糖，手里拿了一块糖。
That you know, he saw a little kid who was eating a piece of candy. He had one in his mouth, and he had another one in his hand.
那这个时候，他的爷爷就对这个小孙子说：“爷爷逗小孙子说，你可不可以给我一块糖啊？”
And so the grandfather saw this, and so he teased the little kid and asked him, "Can I have a piece of candy?"
那小孙子想了好长一会儿，他说：“可以啊，你把眼睛闭上。”
And so the little kid thought about it for a while. Okay, close your eyes first.
然后他就把嘴巴里面的糖吐出来，塞到爷爷的嘴巴里。
And so he spit out the candy in his mouth and he fed it to the grandpa.
大家都在笑，说明大家都有这样的经历，对不对？
And you all laugh because you've probably had many situations like this.
我们看到这个小孩子没有从来没有人教他这么去做，但是他从小他就知道这么去做。
That you know this sort of behavior is not something anybody taught this kid. He knew how to do it himself already.
所以我们在这里看到罪带来的两个后果，第一个就是所有的人都被算为罪人，第二个就是说我们的本性上堕落了，我们本性上被玷污了。
So the two consequences of sin is that first, we all stand condemned in the sight of God, and second, our very natures have been corrupted.
所以我们处于一个堕落的世界当中，我们处于一个被破坏的世界当中，不完美的世界当中，我们想回到当初那个完美的伊甸园去。
And so because we are all in that state of imperfectness,We all have this desire in our hearts to go back to Eden.
这就为什么中国的口子他说我要他想去追求那个先贤之道。
And so this is why all of the philosophers of the world, all of the including China, they all feel this inexplicable nostalgia for the good old days.
希腊的柏拉图他想回到他的传说中的亚特兰斯梯。亚特兰蒂斯。
And you know the philosopher Plato, he wrote of this mystical utopia called Atlantis.
因为在我们人的心中，我们都有一个伊甸园在那里，我们想回到那个地方去。
In our heart of hearts, we all know that there was a garden, and we all want to go back there.
因为我们看到这个世界上的很多的不公平，我们看到这个世界上的战争，我们看到人与人之间的这种仇恨，我们看到人与人之间的这种厮杀，我们想回到当初的那个美好的伊甸园当中去。
Because when we see the injustice of the world, we see people making war with one another, we see people do all sorts of terrible things to each other, and so we want to go back to that state of perfection.
但是我告诉你们，我们回不去。
But the way back is sealed.
为什么？因为我们都是罪人。
Why? Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是污秽的，我们没有办法再回到那个圣洁的神面前。
Because we are and because we are sinners, we cannot stand before a holy God.
所以我们处在一个非常可怜的光景当中，我们想回到神的面前。伊甸园之所以成为伊甸园，因为神在那里。
The reason why we wanted to go back to Eden is because that is the place where we were in the presence of God.
但是很可惜的是，我们没有办法再回去，因为我们没有办法做到完全的一个地步。
But we cannot stand before God because we cannot be perfect.
所以口子说，人非圣贤，孰能无过？
That you know nobody's a saint, and you know everybody's done something wrong.
但是我告诉你一个好消息，就是说，今天耶稣基督已经为你成就了这个事情。
But the good news is that somebody has already accomplished that perfection on your behalf.
耶稣基督是第二亚当，是末后的亚当。
That Jesus is the second Adam, the last Adam.
在罗马书的第五章以及哥林多前书的十五章提到，耶稣基督是那个末后的亚当。所以耶稣基督来到这个世界的目的是为了完成亚当失败的那个约。
As Romans chapter 5 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us, Jesus is that last Adam. He comes to complete the work that Adam had failed at.
亚当失败了，但是耶稣基督成功了。他听从神的话，他顺服神，所以他完成了神与亚当所立的约。
That Jesus succeeded exactly where Adam failed, and so because of that, he was able to fulfill the terms of the covenant.
因为他完成了神与亚当所立的约，所以他就得到了那个在约中的奖赏。
And because he completed, he fulfilled the terms of the covenant, he was able to receive the blessings of that covenant.
这个约中的奖赏就是要进入到一个，就是要把整个人类。把整个人带入到一个更加完美的境界。
That it's going to lead us to a more perfect state.
这个更加完美的境界是比亚当在犯罪之前在伊甸园当中的那个境界是更加完美的。
And so this is a state that's even more perfect than Adam had in the Garden of Eden.
耶稣基督今天他来到这个世上，所以他在十字架上的死不单单是一个死亡，不单单是为罪付出了这个代价。
And so Adam, Jesus came not just to die and pay the price of our sins.
就好像我们今天到超市，我们去买西瓜，西瓜的价格是3.99。
That you know, it's like when we go to the grocery store, we want to buy, you know, buy some watermelon, and it's, you know, $4.
你要付这3.99，你才能拿到那个西瓜，对不对？
And you have to pay the price in order to get to have it in your possession, right?
罪的代价是死。
And the price of sin is death.
所以你要解决这个罪的问题，你就必须付出这个罪的代价，那就是死。
So to deal with the sin problem, you have to pay the price of sin, which is death.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上为我们付出了这个罪的代价，就是死亡。
And so Jesus paid that price on our behalf, and he died.
所以我们的罪被赦免，我们被称义。
We were forgiven. We were made righteous before Him.
但耶稣基督在十字架上的死亡不仅仅是付出了罪的代价，而且是一种说服。
That it not only did He pay that price on our behalf, He also did so in obedience of God's command.
所以他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
That because He obeyed and He died a death. Such a death as on the cross.
所以他的顺服就完成了亚当之约，所以就得到那个亚当之约的奖赏。
And because he obeyed God's covenant, he also received the blessings of that covenant.
所以耶稣基督可以把我们带入到那一个更加完美的那个境界。
Then he can take us into that higher state of glory.
但是我们就要问一个问题，就是耶稣基督他遵守了约，他得到了这个奖赏，那给我们有什么关系？我又没有遵守这个约，对不对？
And so the very natural question we'll ask is, well, what does that have to do with me? I didn't even know anything about this covenant before I became a believer.
这就是我们刚才讲的代表性的原则，因为耶稣基督他做的这个事情，他是代表我们去做的。
Again, it is a representative act that Jesus did this on our behalf.
因为我们与基督是联合的，在圣经上有许多与基督联合的比喻。
Because we have union with Christ, and there are many verses that I don't have time to discuss at this point.
在以弗所书的第二章提到，就是说耶稣基督是房角石，然后使徒和先知是那个根基，我们是石头，在这是根基上面建造成一个圣殿。
As Ephesians tells us, Christ is the cornerstone, and the foundation of the church is with Christ at the cornerstone, and the prophets and the apostles. And then we are stones built upon that.
哥林多前书讲到，就是耶稣基督他是教会的头，然后教会是他的身体，所以我们都是教身体这个各个部分，所以我们与耶稣基督都是同一个身体。
And then First Corinthians chapter 12 uses the analogy of the body, with which Christ is the head, and we are all members of that body.
我们上次讲到，就是约翰福音15章讲到，就是耶稣说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，所以我们这个枝子嫁接到这个葡萄树上，枝子就和葡萄树成为一体。
And then last time I also talked about John chapter 15, how Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. We have been grafted into the family tree of God.
但是今天我要讲的是一个婚姻的比喻，是在以弗所书的第五章。
Today I'm going to especially focus on Ephesians chapter 5, the analogy of marriage.
刚才师母唱的那个非常美好的那个诗歌，非常美丽的诗歌，我们在当中看到，就是当中讲到，就有一天我们要在耶稣基督面前，我们成为他的新娘。
That one day, as the pastor's wife had stood up and sang for us this very beautiful hymn, one day we will all stand before Christ as his bride.
在圣经上神经常说，就是说神的百姓是他的心腹。
And over and over again, the Bible tells us that the people of God are His bride.
所以基督是教会的，是我们的丈夫，然后我们是基督的新娘。
That Christ is the husband and we are the bride.
那么在这个婚姻的关系当中，丈夫所拥有的就成了妻子所拥有的，妻子所拥有的也成了丈夫所拥有的。
And in a marriage, you know, everything that belongs to the husband. becomes that of the wives, and everything that belongs to the wife becomes that of the husbands.
当我和我太太结婚的时候，我还正在读研究生，所以我是个穷研究生，带了很多的钱。
And then, so when I was when I got married to my wife, I was still in school, and I was pretty much broke.
但是我太太她已经工作了很多年，所以她的银行账户里面有很多的存款。
And my wife, on the other hand, had been working for several years, and so she had a pretty substantial savings in her bank account.
所以当我们结婚的时候，我的债务就成了她的债务，然后她的存款就成了我的存款。
And so when we got married, my debts became her debts, and her savings became my savings.
这个对她来说是不公平，但是对我来说是恩典。
And so for her, this was profoundly unfair, but for me, it was profound grace.
所以我们与耶稣基督的联合也是这样。当我们与耶稣基督联合的时候，我们的罪成了耶稣的罪。
And so in the same way, when we were united with Christ, our sins became His sins.
所以耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，他是为我们而死。他付出了这三块九毛九的那个西瓜的价钱。
And so when Christ died on our behalf, He paid that debt of sin for us.